Todd Bishop here to tell us why Bill Gates is in Vancouver, BC this week promoting that city as a hub of tech innovation. Todd, and he's got Microsoft CEO along with him. What's going on?
That's right. It's a rare appearance tomorrow for Bill Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft, and Satya Nadella, the CEO, at a conference called the Cascadia Innovation Corridor Conference. The whole idea. Did you know that you lived in the Cascadia Innovation Corridor, Bill?
I knew about the Cascadia. I was aware of the corridor. I didn't realize that innovation linked us and Vancouver, and I want to know how that works exactly.
So the idea of leaders in Washington State and British Columbia is to essentially create a hub out of these two cities and these two different countries, which is no small obstacle. So they are having this conference headlined by Bill Gates and Satya Nadella, but also by the British Columbia Premier and by Jay Inslee, the Washington State Governor. And the idea is to figure out how these two areas can become one in terms of technology and potentially rival Silicon Valley as a magnet for companies, for talent, and really make these two areas rise up together.
Okay, a few questions then. First of all, how could Seattle, you said it yourself, we're in different countries. Our laws are different. Our tax receipts go to two different governments. How can we be one hub of innovation or anything?
One of the ways is by playing to the complementary strengths. For example, Vancouver can bring in, for example, Microsoft has an office in Vancouver, and there they can employ people that they could not employ here because of restrictions and limits on H-1B visas for skilled workers coming in. So Microsoft has established a large presence in Vancouver. Amazon has done the same thing, in part because of immigration laws. So that is an advantage for the Seattle region, frankly, that we're only 3 hours away from this place where you can have much more liberal immigration policies.
But why does it matter that we're 3 hours away? I mean, if you care about a hub, I can imagine Silicon Valley being a hub, but, you know, 3 hours is 3 hours. Where's the big advantage?
Have you ever tried to get from downtown San Francisco to San Jose?
No, I'll give you that. I have not.
It can very much rival that time, if not more. But then again, crossing the border can be difficult as well.
Yeah.
I think the general idea here is to eliminate some of those hurdles. For example, they're talking about ways to make transportation between Seattle and Vancouver, BC, faster. One of the ideas is to have high-speed rail. Separately this morning, Madrona Venture Group came out with a new study talking about a way to create dedicated self-driving vehicle lanes on I-5 between Seattle and Vancouver as another potential solution for this.
I saw that. And by the way, they were saying that would be relatively cheaper than building rail.
Yes.
Right? We could give everybody a Tesla for that much money that we'd spend on rail.
That's right. Something on the order of $30 billion to make high-speed rail doable. And yes, boy, Elon Musk would love that.
I imagine. Self-driving car in the self-driving lane. They just zip up and down. And so you don't have to drive. Think how innovative you could be in your car and if you don't have to stare at the wheel, right?
That's right. Bottom line, innovation regions and economies are created by a critical mass. And if Seattle and Vancouver together can create that critical mass of investors, employees, companies, there is a better chance for each city and each region to become part of this Uber region that essentially creates a much more competitive climate. You had the company called Slack. I'm sure many folks out there are familiar with
this. We use Slack
this.
Here, our workers at KOW.
Runaway hit success collaboration tool. That actually got started in Vancouver, BC, and the founder, Stuart Butterfield, they still have some presence there, but he moved the headquarters to Silicon Valley because really, if you're going to create that kind of a world-changing company, the conventional wisdom right now is you have to be in Silicon Valley for the employees, the engineers, and the investors. And this conference this week is Seattle and Vancouver saying, hey, let's see if we can do something about that.
But the Seattle area couldn't hoover up some of that work? We couldn't grow that hub in Western Washington? You know, we've got Snohomish County here and lots of land.
You know, absolutely. I think that Seattle itself has a lot of work to do. But there is a strong tech community in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So why ignore it? You've got a strong...
Because they're going to take our jobs. They took our film industry jobs. Now you're going to give away... I don't know. You know more about this than I do.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe that's going to be the next campaign issue at the national level with some of our presidential candidates. I don't know.
Right.
Although I think the wall is going on the southern border, not the northern border.
So I've heard.
Yes. But there is a lot of strong companies up there. Hootsuite. I don't know if you're familiar with that one.
I don't know Hootsuite.
It's a wonderful social media dashboard, and many, many people use it. It's based up in Canada, in Vancouver. And so there is the opportunity to basically bring these two regions together and make them stronger.
You mentioned immigration. Bill Gates has been banging on that for a while. How come the United States doesn't allow more H-1B visa workers?
Oh, boy.
In?
That is a congressional issue. Microsoft has been trying to get that loosened for many years. The argument is actually a valid one. The contention is that those workers coming in are taking jobs that would have otherwise gone to people trained here. And then the counter argument is, well, the types of engineers we need are not coming out of schools here in the volume that we need. And so there's a lot of argument back and forth there.
Okay. Vancouver, BC and Seattle, WA may be working together. This conference is called the Emerging Cascadia Corridor Conference, today and tomorrow. So it's Bill Gates and Satya Nadella and many others, of course, including, as you said, the governor of Washington and the premier of British Columbia. Those are some heavy hitters.
They've got the right people in the room. We'll see what happens.
You've been listening to Todd Bishop, who is the editor and co-founder at the tech news site GeekWire. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Bill.